T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is today's world. This is today's world.
I just feel violated.
Well, you've come to the right place then, lady. Welcome to the morning show. It is a Thursday, 5:37 is your time. Cloudy. It is kind of spritzing right now. It was dry when I came in, but
yeah, me too.
Roads are wet. I just couldn't believe it. I saw shiny when I looked out Courtney's window. I was only looking out Courtney's window because that's where we think the sniper's perched.
All right.
So, it's almost vacation time for the entire morning show.
Yes.
It's kind of nice. Everybody agrees that we need a little bit of a break.
Yep.
So that'll be nice. And we're hitting the road. Everybody going to a different place. Jen's going to Buffalo. I'm going to Florida. Kev, where are you going?
We talked about maybe heading up to Hannibal for Tom Sawyer Days. It's a big festival they have.
I'd hate you to miss that.
I have not been in a long time.
Yeah, I think the kids would love that.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, if they like olden days, this is like huge.
I'm looking to recreate my youth on the streets I grew up on, where I used to get rag dolls at the old vending machine that they had down there.
So. Have you ever done that? Any of you? Gotten rag dolls in a vending machine?
No, but I did use...
Sounds like something they do in Japan.
We did have a housekeeper that used to make us dolls out of Joy bottles.
No, these are pretty cool. These are hand-woven rags.
You wonder why we got into radio? How do you gloss over that? All right.
I'm not doing anything,
no,
by the way.
No,
I'm not going anywhere. I just need a break. I need consecutive days off. Yep. And I want to do some stuff around the house. Like
spend some time on your hot deck.
I want Nick to paint.
I like that. I'm going to do some things around the house. I'm going to get Nick to paint.
Well, I mean, I have to go pick up the paint.
Yes.
And I want new floors. And that may be a project that we dive into this week.
Courtney, ooh, wow. If you don't have new floors picked out by now, you're not going to get them in a week.
Well, I have a guy.
Oh, everybody's got a guy
who loves to work over a holiday.
No, Nick's doing the installation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know he was that handy.
He's handy.
Is he?
Man.
Well, I mean, not that handy.
He can cook, he can install a floor, but he can't please the morning show host.
All right. Which one?
Any of them? Take your pick. All right. We will have a great show for you today. That is a promise. So if you stick with us, you will have some entertainment value, I guarantee it. 539, 91 the high today, but there is a chance of more showers and thunderstorms today. Scattered rain tonight, and then tomorrow, showers, thunderstorms in the forecast. Tomorrow's a little bit cooler, though. Downtown now on the Phillips Company Morning Show. Give me 1 second. I'll tell you the temp. Not that you care. You got it on your smartphone. So 75. Considerably cooler or warmer than it was in the last couple of days. Lance Hildebrand with another early morning look at the rush.
Sponsored by CeCe's. Maybe.
I'm betting.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, DJ.
Yeah, there you go. I am betting that you don't remember what your fourth birthday was all about, your fourth birthday party.
No.
No.
What's the last birthday party you can remember?
I can remember. 40th. I remember my fifth.
You remember your fifth birthday?
I remember my fifth because that was the first time we had a party for the friends got to come over, and my mom got plastic trucks as gifts for all the kids.
Very interesting.
I don't really remember them.
There's a kid in Kirkwood that's going to remember his fourth birthday for a long time. Okay. And this kid's name is little Johnny. Johnny Takusmangos. I guess I don't know if I'm saying his name right. It's T-S-A-C-O-U-M-A-N-G-O-S. Tasamangos. Anyway, little Johnny, when he turned 4, he had one big wish because, you know, he used to love to watch those big trucks come by every Friday. The yard waste recycling garbage guys would come by and they'd wave and honk and they'd have a conversation with him. It was the highlight of his week. So when Johnny turned 4 on June 1st, what did he want to do? He wanted to go take a tour of the Kirkwood Sanitation Department.
Well, I know, he's not the first kid that is obsessed with the trash
man. Yeah.
Trucks.
I know it. So his mom called the Kirkwood Sanitation Department, and they said, yeah.
That's awesome.
We get a lot of complaints, but rarely do we get somebody that is, that loves sanitation as much as little Johnny. So they invited him over, and the sanitation workers, when he got there, he made a sign for the sanitation workers, by the way. When he got there, his sign said, thanks for making Kirkwood sparkly and not smelly. Aww. And they had a birthday sign, happy birthday, and they had trash treats, which are cookies,
Oh, yeah.
And
a
sanitation coloring book. Who knew?
Half-eaten hot dogs.
A hard hat and a miniature garbage truck for him.
Oh, cool.
That is cool.
Then they gave him the tour, I had no idea they even washed garbage trucks. And they have a garbage truck washing bay. Because any garbage truck I've seen. Yeah. Well, I know, but I mean, of course, it would make sense to hose him down. But he was fascinated by the conveyor belt that moves cardboard. But I think that's really a kind of a cool thing. The department invites this kid in for a birthday party, gives him the entire tour. And when you think about it, this kid now knows more about trash removal than we ever will.
Than any of us, yeah.
Because I don't know what happens to the trash when it goes away from us. I know they take it to a landfill someplace, but good God, don't you think that, those things fill up pretty quickly?
Yeah,
and what about the stank? What about the stank? What do they do to, get rid of the stank? Because I'm telling you, we've thrown away some salmon pieces that sit in our garage, right?
When it gets hot.
Oh, my God. I had to put one bag outside by the side of the house.
Well, sometimes we just keep it in the fridge.
Do you really?
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Because if you know it's going to sit in the garage for more than a day, you got to keep it in the fridge.
Yeah, we really need to have salmon on Wednesdays because Thursday's when the trash guys come, right?
Y98 presents Train.
Y98, Imagine Dragons, part of today's best music. Well, the Cardinals snatched defeat from the jaws of victory last night. Nope, I said that wrong. I was expecting them to lose. They tried to lose, but won last night 4-3. I'm sorry, I'm being a little critical.
Positivity.
But, I know. Kim's like, are we going to watch the game? I go, you're going to watch it. I'm going to read. I invested too much the night before and checked out at 8.5 innings and then, with a 3-run lead, you get it. I guess still have that little anger thing going on. But we beat the Diamondbacks last night. Good news is the Cubs lost and Milwaukee lost. And so we're 3.5 out, even with a crummy record that we've got. But we wrap up the 3-game series with Arizona this afternoon. It is a 2:40 first pitch on KMOX, our sister station. That's probably the pregame time, actually. But and then back into the friendly confines. Do we do 3 in a row today, or is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
3 in a row you go. We'll have tickets for you for the Miami series,
yes.
I believe.
Yes.
Okay.
Today, train tickets starting after 7, every hour until 5.
Nice. Okay. But we have bigger fish to fry. And if that's what you want for breakfast, well, who am I to stop you? It's the Phillips and Company. There's nothing finer than being in your diner
tour.
And we're taking the show on the road. This is the last full day of voting. And you can vote tomorrow as well up until 10 a.m. And what you're voting for is diners in all corners of our community, like Baldwin, the 6th North Cafe, or Florissant, the city diner there. The Florissant City Diner. Chris's Pancakes here in Midtown, or Jenny's Cafe in Chesterfield. It makes no difference. Go online and vote, and the diners with the best votes or the most votes will have the Phillips & Company Morning Show. The best votes. This is a pretty good one right there.
I like how they clicked it.
Yeah, right. You'll have us come out and broadcast live at that diner, and we would enjoy having breakfast with you. Okay, some sun today. Hot, humid, chance of showers. We've already had a little rain, 91. And let's talk crime. Crime is stupid. It really is. Criminals are... there are very few smart criminals. That's why you go into a life of crime. But because criminals are dumb, they usually get caught. So if you're thinking about a life of crime, at least go to school. A couple that used counterfeit money to buy stuff from Victoria's Secret in Connecticut Monday... they went back, and the idea is they're going to return the stuff, and they'll get real cash back.
Yes.
Because they actually spent $780 First of all, who goes into Victoria's Secret and spends $780 except some horny old guy? Right? Nobody spends $780.
It sounds crazy to me.
And they used counterfeit $50 and $100 bills and then a real $10 and a $20.
How soon did they come back?
They went back later in the day.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, later in the day. So when the cashier gave him the change or gave him the money back, she gave him the fake money back because those were the bills that she had in the, when you're returning $780 worth of underpants.
And did they say anything?
The woman goes, hey, these are fake. And it was like, well, you gave them to us earlier because those are the only big bills we got. Called the cops.
Oh, my.
Whoa. They're looking for the couple. So the couple lost $30 in the deal.
You're right.
Yeah, they left the underpants and split. This is the weirdest one I've seen. A woman dropped her engagement ring. You ever, take your ring off to put hand lotion on or wash your hands or And every once in a while, somebody will drop a ring and goes down a sink or whatever. This was a little different. A woman was at a Social Security office in Kingsport, Tennessee. She took off her engagement ring to put lotion on her hands, and in the process, she dropped her ring on the floor. Some guy runs over, snatches it up, takes it into the bathroom, and what does he do? He slams it up his rectum. Well,
why not just run out the door?
Right.
Why?
They found the guy at a YMCA nearby, and he was in the locker room trying to retrieve
fish it. Out?
Yeah. So no word on. I mean, it all worked out for her in the end, but I feel like, really?
You can't clean this enough.
Exactly.
I hope she had a huge diamond.
And a woman in Nebraska will regret this the rest of her life. She was busted last week for shoplifting 18 fidget spinners from a Walmart. Okay? And I think because of the price of them, she probably faces more charges. But those things are going to go on sale for like 50 cents a piece in a few weeks.
Yeah.
And, it would have been a misdemeanor. What are you doing stealing fidget spinners?
Come on.
18 of them. I mean, my God. What's the matter with our people? Our people, our society.
It's not my people.
I know, really. All right. Here's a guy that doesn't have a fidget spinner, but he's fidgety.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. It's Lance Hildebrand with an update on your Thursday Rush Hour.
And it's sponsored by St. Louis Bread Company. Last time.
198, 629, getting ready for the we call it the big break here on the Phillips Company Morning Show, and it's spelled B-R-A-K-E. When we're actually all leaving on vacation next week, we're all going to be gone. And I just want to warn you guys, because we started a new feature on the show, and apparently it's fairly popular. It's gaining a little traction. But now that I read this story this morning, I'm not sure that I want to continue with it. We've been putting up five pictures of our week. It's like our week in picture. Mm-hmm. Our weekend in pictures, right. And
he still doesn't understand it.
I do not get it. But look, I get credit because I took the pictures.
Yes, you did.
And I handed them off electronically to someone else. How they made it, where they made it, I don't know. I don't care. But I read this study that the greater majority of Americans absolutely think that your vacation pictures are obnoxious. Obnoxious. I mean, it's the social media thing, that when you plaster those pictures up there, they are it angers people. Angers them.
I think that's jealousy. And that is not anything on you. That's a sign that they maybe need to get off social media because they're constantly comparing their life to other people.
I agree.
I know, but why do people... Okay, according to this study, 73% of people find your vacation pictures obnoxious. So that's 73% of people that are online.
Right.
So what's the point of posting those pictures for the 27% of your friends?
Well, I feel like Facebook is an extension of your life. Am I right?
Right.
That's what it's for, to communicate. Mm-hmm. And this is something that you're doing right then.
You have to ask yourself, are you trying too hard with your vacation pictures? Are you posting too many of them?
Yeah. I don't mind the vacation pictures.
And who's complaining? I mean, are they your friends? Are they your extra friends who you accept it just because you wanted more friends?
It doesn't delineate that. It just says 73% of people find your. But here's the interesting thing. It's something that Courtney mentioned this morning. I have never heard of this. hot dog legs.
You've never heard of hot dog legs?
No, I've never heard of it either.
What is like that? Come and gone already.
Do you know what it is, Kevin?
Isn't that a Rod Stewart song? Everybody, let's go.
Come on.
Hot dog legs!
All right.
Hot dog legs. I told Guy he should on his vacation take a picture. Take his own hot dog legs picture. It's usually girls.
All right, so what is it? It's you take a picture of your legs in a suit, bathing suit?
No, you're sitting somewhere and you take a picture like mid thigh.
Yeah.
Out.
So your legs look like hot dogs.
When you're like this, all you see are little.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. See?
Hot dogs. Mm-hmm.
I had one in my five photos. People apparently hate the hot dog leg pictures. I have one of my five photos to show. That as you get older, you have spotted hot dog legs.
Those have been in the package far too long.
Casing.
The casing has gone bad.
Yes. Rihanna's dating someone new. He just looked like an average guy until people researched him. He ain't. We'll tell you about all of his money in the Schmig next.
Min Schmig.
Sponsored by Dirt Cheap, there's only one stop you need to make this 4th of July. Grab all your cold beer, liquor, and wine on the cheap at Dirt Cheap.
Cheap, cheap, fun, fun.
Well, how's this for going out with a bang? Adele just had a few shows at London's Wembley Stadium. And inside the programs, I didn't know they had programs. Maybe like the official tour book that you can buy. She put a handwritten note in there.
What? In all of them?
Well, I think she wrote it out, and then they made copies of it.
Man, can you imagine?
I was thinking, you know.
What the?
She's no longer touring. She's got a hand cramp.
Yeah, right.
Well, she says, touring is a peculiar thing. It doesn't suit me particularly well. She talks about how she's a homebody, and she has a terrible history of touring. You know, there are a couple, like, freak accidents on this tour. She said, I only ever did this tour for you and to hopefully have an impact on you the way that some of my favorite artists have had on me live. And I wanted my final shows to be in London because I don't know if I'll ever tour again. And so I want my last time to be at home. Thank you all for coming. All for your ridiculous love and kindness. Love you.
I mean, she is only in her 20s. And you know you think you know you've got it all. Mm-hmm. You know everything in your 20s. I feel like that can change.
Is she, how old is she? Like 28?
26? That,
what was the last album? 25?
Yeah.
And she's been out for a couple years, so 27?
Wow. Yeah, she'll make a comeback.
It feels like she's been around for so long.
It does.
She's so young. Yeah. She's
sorry. She's 29.
Oh, she is?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's time to give it up.
Yeah, get out of here.
Rihanna was spotted in a pool making out with some guy the other day. They were in Spain.
I saw it.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, ugh, how creepy that these people are hiding. However many miles away, they have such strong lenses, and they got a picture of her sucking face with some guy. It turns out to not just be some guy. He's a Saudi billionaire, Hassan Jamil. He's 29. They're the same age. His family.
Jamil.
No. In Saudi Arabia, his family owns a company that distributes Toyota vehicles.
Distributes.
I don't know. He also owns a Saudi pro soccer league, which is named after him. It's called the Jamil League.
I feel like this is coming to America. It's Eddie Murphy's character. Yeah.
Jamil Warner?
His face is on currency.
Okay, our nightmare is over. Beyonce and Jay-Z have phoned a house.
Oh man.
I know they were looking in the $90 million range.
They're looking in the $75 million range. But all they could find was around $150. That's because the house they bought was not on the market, but was being quietly shopped for $130 million. Somebody says they paid $120, but most sources in the real estate community say they paid around $90 million, which is
ridiculous.
It's still way over a $75 million budget.
Give the specs on this thing.
Okay. So the company, or the people who bought it in 2003, bought it for $15 million. What?
My God, that is how real estate there.
That's because they tore it down, and for the last 4 years, all they've done is construction.
Little DIY project.
You're right. They have vanilla ice out there now.
Right.
Yeah.
30,000 square feet, 1.86 acres, 8 bedrooms, 11 bathrooms, 4 pools, a basketball court, a recording studio.
Wait, can I guess? Is there a bowling alley in there?
Paddle tennis court.
Oh. Yeah.
It's fully furnished, too.
Because usually, they throw a bowling alley in there because there's nothing else to put in there,
right?
Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
They could be like Chad Kroeger from Nickelback. He has a hockey rink.
Yes.
Full size in his basement in Canada.
Well, that I get.
Right. 20 movies where the bad guy wins.
A list came out.
The bad guy wins.
7 is on the list. That's number 9.
The only one I can think of is...
Usual Suspects.
Usual Suspects,
That is a good one. I didn't think of that one. No, but No Country for Old Men, where Javier Bardem walks
number
off.
Number 6, Gone Girl, Rosemary's Baby, The Wicker Man, the 70s version. Basic Instinct, Chinatown, The Vanishing... Number 2, Alien Covenant, which just came out this year.
And
spoiler alart.
Number 1, Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. I was saving the spoiler alert until the very end because we immediately started talking about it. I was like, this is major spoiler alert all over the joint.
What about Empire Strikes Back? That's such a better Star Wars.
Revenge of the Sith, Episode 3, they say, is number 1. Sorry, take it up with the Dark Lord or whatever.
Yeah. Put your saber back in your belt.
TV Tonight.
That's never happened before.
Series premiere of Battle of the Network Stars. They're doing former child stars versus sitcom stars.
Okay, I may have to tune in.
Hey, listen. Joey Lawrence, Lisa Welchel, and Kim Fields from Facts of Life, and Corbin Bleu, High School Musical, versus... Bronson Pinchot from Perfect Strangers, Dave Coulier from Full House, Tracy Gold from Growing Pains, and AJ Michaela from Ally and AJ.
How about Missy Gold? Let's bring her in.
Right, Benson. I know.
Yeah.
She never gets any respect.
Benson?
Yes. It's her sister. It is.
She was. She was really cute.
Yes. Yeah.
She was very underrated. Mm-hmm.
She was famous before Tracy.
I know.
All right.
She's like, what about me? That's the Schmig. More at 840 and online at y98.com.
All right, let's go to Lance Hildebrand. It's a Thursday morning. It's already rained. Looks like that's abated a little bit, but still roads are wet, and we got some problems.
Yeah, big bad of the rush hour is 270.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
It's Shireen on the Phillips Company Morning Show. It is 546. Train is going to be in St. Louis this Saturday. Would you like to go to the show? All right, cool deal. Don't call now, but starting next hour, and next hour is only like 4 minutes away, anytime in the next hour, and every hour through like, I don't know, 7 o'clock, 10, 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock with Paul Cook. A chance for you to win those train tickets at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Interesting thing I saw this morning. I know you guys are big Friends fans. That's one of those shows, if I'm, just skipping channels and I come across a Friends episode, I'll watch it.
Because they're all good.
They're
it's
all
like
fun.
Seinfeld. Right. They're solid and still
relevant.
Yes.
And
right, yeah.
Can I just say, I don't know why I'll tell you in a second. Anyway, there are 6 main characters on there, and somebody went back and did a really dumb thing, but we're the beneficiaries of stupidity, and, let's count the number of cups of coffee each one of them drank. Do you realize how difficult that would have to be?
Oh, my God.
Somebody might have just binge-watched it and decided to do that for fun.
How many episodes did they have?
Nine seasons.
So you figure 13, that's 90.
I don't know.
So that's 100 and some odd shows.
Oh, no. I'd say almost
236
that.
Episodes.
236.
God.
Okay. So who do you think, drank the most coffee?
Well, Rachel worked at the coffee shop.
I think Phoebe. That's the first person. I can see her always holding a mug.
A giant mug.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know why she's the person that popped into my head.
Gunter.
No,
six main characters.
Oh, sorry.
I never could get that guy. And the point.
He was secretly in love with Rachel.
Right.
She had no clue.
Oh, yeah.
He was funny.
Yeah.
All right.
Chandler, I would think.
I'm going to stick with Rachel.
The winner by a long shot, not that long, but is Phoebe. Courtney's right.
Princess Consuela Banana Hammock.
Feels like she was always holding a mug.
227 cups of coffee. So how many shows did you say they had?
236. So almost one every episode.
Yeah, so Court was right. Chandler, 212. Monica, 198. Joey, 191. Ross, 188. And Rachel, only 138.
Oh, that's because she was busy working.
Well, sometimes you don't consume the food at the place where you work, right?
No drinking on the job.
By the way, they figured out Phoebe spent the most on coffee at $408.10 at $1.50 a cup plus a 20% tip. There you go. There's your friend's update on the coffee consumption.
Yeah, friends, before we got into all these expensive foo-foo drinks, you know, they just drank coffee.
That's right, coffee straight. I had an unusual attraction to Lisa Kudrow.
She still looks
unusual?
Great.
I think
because
adorable.
She's so she seems to be the meanest of them.
She's just the oldest. So. Yeah. She's not as silly, maybe.
Okay.
But
she just
like
seems
her.
Like, you know, if you met her, she'd, you know, put you down hard.
She's too sophisticated for you.
Perhaps.
Yeah, I kind of know what you
get it? Yeah. Plus, I couldn't drink that much coffee.
The news is brought to you by First Community. Fund your teenager's busy summer without having to get cash. It's easy with a First Pay prepaid card from First Community. Learn more at firstcommunity.com. It looks like we may get this rain out of the way this morning. Then we'll see some clearing, some sun, and some wind. We'll need that because it's going to be hot and humid today with a high in the low 90s. Right now, it's 75 and Lance Hildebrand has a look at traffic.
Forgot to turn my mic up.
Well, welcome to Broadcasting 101.
Sponsored.
Something inside me's changed. I was so much younger yesterday.
Phillips & Company, 712. Congratulating Aaron Kaufman, that's AA, not ER, of St. Louis. Yeah. Aaron, thank you for listening to The Morning Show. We greatly appreciate it. We've awarded to you a couple of tickets to the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on Saturday to see Train and OAR and one of my favorites, Natasha Bedingfield. Call us next week. Well, no, we're going next week. Just drop us an email and let us know how you like the show. And if you missed out, I know a lot of people, the phone's ringing and you think, oh, I got through. Oh, man. Well, you know what? There's next hour and then the hour after that and the hour after that and so on and so forth through 5 o'clock. So good luck to you. And we appreciate, as always, you guys listening to the show. So we're going to pass along a tip for your 4th of July holiday. In high school, we used to do this all the time. We would take a glass of ice, and we would empty a salt shaker into the ice and freeze the cup of ice, the glass. They used to actually give us glass in high school. That was smart.
Really?
Right.
We could have killed people. We used to freeze the glass to the table. And the cafeteria would freeze to the table.
Not immediately.
You'd have to stir it. You know, you stir, and then all of a sudden the condensation on the outside would just, that would freeze. Huh. It's an interesting thing. Listen to this. If you have to chill a bunch of beer, and hopefully my wife's listening, because we've been in this predicament before. Where
it needs to be a fast chill.
Quickly,
right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, really what most people do is they'll take their beer and they'll bust it apart and they'll put it in some kind of, you know, I don't know.
Cooler.
Big cooler deal. And they dump a whole bunch of ice on top of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the worst way to do it.
Why?
Well, the reason is because the ice cubes individually, you know, they're square or they're kind of roundish, but they don't surround the beer with cold. They touch in certain places, but they don't surround it with cold.
Oh, is it better then to put all the ice in and then stick the beer in?
It's better that you have like ice water rather because water will surround it.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Now, colder water obviously makes the beer colder, but how do you make the beer super, super cold? This is the trick here. Salt water. So go out and get some Morton salt. Yeah. Or shakers or those big, you know, whatever the generic brand is, doesn't make any difference. And by the way, they did this on Mythbusters a number of years ago. And what happens, water cools down beer, even without salt, much faster than because it surrounds it, as I told you. But normally water will freeze at 32 degrees. But when you add salt to it, that drops the temperature to which water will freeze. It actually can be down, you know, like 25 degrees. So if you have a salt water mixture It will make your beer as cold as it possibly can be.
Along with ice.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You know, so your ice, your salt in there, and then just sort of get that kind of a slushy mix, of, you know, and then throw your beer. I'm telling you, don't put your hand in there.
Wow.
That's fascinating. I've tried the spinning method. It doesn't work.
In normal ice water, they say that it takes about 15 minutes to get your beer down to a perfect 38 degrees, but in really salty ice water, 5 minutes.
No way.
Wow. Yep. Wow.
That's a great tip.
Isn't it a great tip?
Yes.
And salt lowers the boiling point for your water. So what can salt not do?
I don't know. It's a miracle. And by the way, I saw a really cool thing on television. You guys see this thing yet? A salt rifle. You just put like salt in this thing and you shoot it at flies.
What?
It's like a shotgun for flies with salt.
It's crazy. If you got salt in your eyes, you'd be like, ah!
Yeah, and you get salt in like 200 eyes. That's a big deal right there.
We got to tell Fast Eddie about that salt water tip. He does have the coldest beer. Yes.
He does, but I bet he's not using salt water. Maybe it is. There's the secret. All right, so now you got two great tips. A salt shotgun for your flies.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
And salt beer. Go look it up online. It's funnier than hell. All right.
Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
Sponsored by St. Louis Bread.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.